The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This episode is brought to you by AK Underground Comedy. Join Devin and Dan Wednesday, May 27th at 8:30 p.m. at Jilly's Music Room in downtown Akron as they present their monthly comedy show. This month is Zachariah Durr, Ryan DiPerna, and Chris Clem. It's free. AK Underground Comedy, May 27th at 8:30 p.m. at Jilly's Music Room, 111 North Main Street, Akron, Ohio. It's next to Luigi's.
Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cavaliers and the Atlanta Hawks.
Can't wait. Had a few days off. Ready to go.
It's going to be a bump and grind, push and shove matchup. I think the game is going to be won in the trenches.
Great team defense, great activity, great effort. Where we finish, we contest every shot, we get every hit, we get every rebound.
Play the game, not the occasion. Be focused from the moment you go out there.
Ready to go. Good to have the home crowd first.
Let's get started. 6 days off. Ready to play some basketball. Let's get this win.
Ready to take care of one another, protect your brother, and go out and battle. Let's go, man. Squad on three. One, two, three, squad! Let's go, Swisher. Squad on, baby.
I expect LeBron to make his impact felt in all five positions. I also expect him to be a facilitator, getting everyone involved.
Beautiful pass. And Tasha with the puck.
That's it! Hey! He said Trey screams. We'll get open. Attack!
Oh, beautiful pass!
Tied at 51 at halftime.
Be better with the ball. Do a better job in transition defense. Keep pushing the ball with pace.
Push it right back at him. Keep playing with pace. Come on. Keep playing with the pass.
Here you are.
Baseball!
Hey, Chris, we got to pick an effort level all over the court. Okay, we're just here. We're not really working. We're just here.
Smith for three.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Smith backs it up for three. J.R. Smith is on fire.
J.R. Smith's got three threes this quarter. We got to be more connected. We got to be more committed, all right?
What is going on here?
For 10 from downtown, the Cleveland Cavaliers have defeated the Atlanta Hawks to take game one of this best of seven Eastern Conference Final.
I'm back, baby. I never left. I'm just in the Midwest.
I'm bombing threes from every book's angle.
It's me.
I'm bombing threes from every book's angle.
JR on your TV. Relevant. Till June.
So rise, so rise, so rise.
LeBron, have you heard of him? Playing with Kyrie, Irving and Dumb. It's all love in the corner.
Two pass, splash, top performer. Who the heck even know Black? Catch me at the Q straight, chucking best believe that.
Call me the king's ransom, but still enigmatic, athletic, and handsome. Considered a liability. They told me I need a new scenery.
Plush, Cuyahoga greenery.
And finally, I've got something to believe in.
Now that I'm in Cleveland,
I'ma tell you what this means.
The best player in the world is feeling me. To miss me, I'm not gone. I'm just balling with LeBron. Something so right just can't be wrong. Everybody just needs a place where they belong.
Sorry, Phil Jackson.
I was for real.
I wanted to grow in your glorious garden, but I was lost in a triangle.
And I had to leave the yoke, man. Too much thirsty up in the cup. I ain't going out in Cleveland. Play a game, man. Soak in the tub. Me and Shump, the New York boys. And now we Cavalier and Blood. We clicked up with the K. Imagine JR with the ring. No need to miss me. I'm not gone. I'm just balling with LeBron. Something so right just can't be
Welcome back, everyone, to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, the C4 podcast. That's right, the Cavs won game one, and they looked pretty good, into not counting the last 4 minutes or so, which, of course, was ISO, LeBron, slow down, pound the air out of the ball offense, which, to be honest, is kind of what we have come to expect from LeBron at the end of a game. I don't think it's Mike Brown anymore. He was a horrible offensive coach overall, not creative, but LeBron loves to go ISO and just pound the out of the ball. But it was a great win. I mean, J.R. Smith, what can I say about him that has not already been said? J.R. Swoosh! I want to just take this moment right now and say to everyone that's writing about him, quit jinxing it and saying, oh, you know what you're going to get. You know, he might be bad and blow up in your face. He's done great so far. Let's ignore the fact that he punched out Jay Crowder with really a backhand slap, but that's besides the point. He is doing amazing for the Cavs. Like I've said before, I need to just take back everything I've ever said, eat my words. The guy has been a godsend. I did not understand how empty and shallow my life was when it came to basketball until the light of J.R. Smith shone upon Cleveland. And now that I'm thankful, I get down on my knees and I pray every day to the Moz God for these Cavaliers. Can you believe this? Kevin Love hurt. Kyrie Irving barely mobile. I mean, even Anderson Varejao was hurt a long time ago. And the Cavs are scraping by. They're just scraping by. James Jones, Dellavedova, Shumpert, zero threes. But you know what? J.R. Swish was like, I got this, boys. I got this. Holster up. Put the guns in. Captain N, the Game Master style. Shh, boom. Just like that. J.R. Smith looked like Marty McFly in Back to the Future Part 2. Wild Gunman. He was firing on all cylinders. He was firing from everyone on the court. J.R. Smith, baby. What more can you say? I don't know. Here's a voicemail from Damon Kamen. Maybe he'll have more to say about J.R. Smith. J.R. Switch!
Woo! What a win, baby. What a win, Cavs. Hawks, game one, and we shot them out of the sky. You know what, man? I think it's a back-breaking game already. Look, I'm not saying that they can't come back. They came back against the Wizards, but we're not the Wizards, all right? And the big story of this game is J.R. Swisher Sweet! Dude was shooting out of his mind. 8 for 12, I think it was. Man, that dude could not miss. It was literally a jaw-dropping performance. I could not believe what I was seeing. And it was not easy shots. He had a hand in his face for almost every single one, fading away, just putting it up, swish, nothing but net. It was awesome. Other story of this game, LeBron almost single-handedly let the Hawks back in the game by taking, what was it, 6 consecutive drives where he could not finish at the rim. I am so sick and tired of seeing LeBron waste valuable possessions by just throwing it for 3 times. That's all I can say about that. That's how frustrating it is. I have no words. See, you guys watched. You guys saw. When it's working, great. Last night it wasn't working, and he kept trying to force it and literally, single-handedly almost let them back in that game. Also, the leg locker. You know, he did what he usually does. He had a bad shooting night. We're not relying on the Melvin Mahler for his shooting percentage. We're relying on him for hustle plays, and he kept doing that. He drew some good fouls. He got under the other team's skin. You could tell they started throwing elbows into his face. He was upsetting Millsap. They don't like Deli, and the more they play against him, the more he's going to get them out of their rhythm. I know it. So it was still a good game as far as I'm concerned from the leg locker, from the Melvin Mahler, from the Thunder from down under. My man, Matthew Dellavedova! Cavs, 1-0 on the series, 3 more to end the series, 7 more to the ring. Let's do it. Let's do it, baby. Let's go, Cavs. How could I forget? I forgot one last thing. Tristan Thompson is a monster. Tristan Thompson cannot be stopped by this Hawks team. They have no answer for him. They have no answer. and he is going to continue to just dominate this team, and I love watching it. Let's go, Cavs.
If I was a betting man, I would say the Cavs are going to win this series. They're going to close it out, and things are going to work out in their favor. I am not a betting man. I hoard my money like the dwarves of Middle Earth. I hoard that gold. And no, I am not a poorly written analogy for the Jewish diaspora of the mid-20th century. No, I am not. I am just a guy who does not like to gamble. But right now, I think it's a safe bet, another gambling term, that the Cavs will make the NBA Finals. What happens when we get there? Who knows? And you know what? I don't even care right now, because even with how crippled and battered this team is, they still are better than the 2007 Cavs. Let us not forget that. Let us remember that always. Who was even as good as J.R. Smith scoring-wise on that team? The only guy who was a reasonable scoring threat besides LeBron was Z, and he needed the ball to be given to him in certain spots for that to happen because he was already falling apart. Sasha Pavlovich was the three-point specialist of that team. Sasha Pavlovich, the guy who played better when his dad was in town because he was that miserable in America. Keep that in mind. We have a guy now who's also motivated by his parents, Earl Smith Jr., who said today that the reason he's cleaned up his act is because he was tired of embarrassing his mom. And this is a grown man. I believe he's 30 years old, and he still cares about what his mom thinks. That's a good guy. That's heart. That's somebody with respect. I think maybe we've had him wrong this entire time. Maybe not. I'm looking forward to game two tonight. Let's see what happens. I can't wait. Honestly, I know J.R. Smith's not going to score 28 points every game. I don't know what's going to happen, but I really feel good about this Cavs team, and I really feel good about this series because I also think the Hawks have been overrated all year by beating up on bad teams. I don't know. Shut down Kyle Korver, you shut down the Hawks. Jeff Teague can go and score 45 points for all I care. I don't think it matters. I have a new segment here right now. I got Matthew Dellavedova to review Mad Max Fury Road for the listeners of the C4 podcast. I don't know what he's got to say. I'm listening to this for the first time, just like you. Take it away, Deli Trey. It's only Deli Trey if he makes a three. Just take it away, Matthew Dellanova. Dellanova. Deva. Dellavedova. Dellavedova. Mad Max, Dellavedova.
And now, it's time for Matthew Dellavedova at the Movies.
Oi, crikey, Dan. Good day, mate. It's me, Matthew Dellavedova. I just got back from seeing Mad Max Fury Road, directed by Australian George Miller, and I gotta say, it was better than a Vegemite sandwich.
As the world fell, each of us in our own way was broken. It was hard to know who was more crazy. Me, or everyone else.
While Tom Hardy is no Mel Gibson, I say he put up a jolly good fight. The movie itself was chockers full of action. I loved it. It was one of the best movies me's ever seen in my life. As a matter of fact, I went out right afterwards and had four smoothies. That's how good it was. If Foster's is Australian for beer, then Mad Max is Australian for movies. Go see Fury Road.
Thanks, Deli. Fury Road sounds pretty awesome. I can't wait to check it out. I really want to see it myself. All right, everyone, I'll be back on Tuesday. The Cavs will have played twice by then. Hopefully, they're two wins, but you never know. I'm going to hope. I'm going to pray. I'm going to put my faith in the Cleveland Cavaliers. Praise be to Mozgod. Long live Deli. All in. Seven wins away from the NBA championship. Let's go, Cavs.
This is our town, and I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland, this is our town.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.